Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swung, hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 93, or we should call it episode 61.
Yeah.
I mean,
the countdown.
I feel like the only thing we need to talk about today is Aaron Judge. And the place I want to start with, we have a four-game series in the Bronx against the Red Sox. Before we get into the historical context, I think the real interesting thing is, does Alex Cora pitch to him?
Well, I mean, situation-wise, I think, yeah, you pitch to him as long as the situation is warranted. I mean, listen, you still have to play baseball, right? You're still playing to win a game. Everybody is. The pitcher for the Pirates, Stout, he even said when he was pitching to Judge, he threw him a bunch of changeups. He's like, I'm not going to lollipop the guy. He's like, I'm not going to throw him a ball he can hit, right? So Alex Cora is not going to – they're not going to play games. They're not. They're going to play like they should. Like,
but
if they
going
have to pitch to him, they're going to pitch to him.
Okay, so
– it all depends who's behind him.
Bases empty, no outs. Starting the game, he's going to get strikes?
Their pitch, they're not going to throw him right down the middle. They'd be stupid not to. I mean, they'd be stupid to do it, not to do it. I mean, you know what I mean.
I mean, in general, if there's a base
I
open.
I guess what I'm saying is they will pitch to him based on situation. Like any like a game is being played. They're not going to go in there and be like, oh, this would be great to be around when he hits 61.
No, but there have been, it seems in the last couple of weeks, there have been teams that have purposely not pitched to him. And not put him in a position that he'd have to chase, or there was a mistake, and so that's why we've had Aaron Boone sound bites on my morning show, from Aaron Boone saying like it's what's amazing is that he's getting so few chances to hit.
Yeah, it reminds you of what Bonds was dealt with, you know. But I mean, it's a whole different thing. Let's not talk about Bonds. But again, it goes back to who's hitting behind him. If you got the right guys behind him, you're going to see pitches no matter what. I think. I don't think you're going to take a chance unless you're up by like 8 or 6 with a guy on base. If you're going to walk him and pitch to the guy behind him, so I don't know. It's a difficult to answer, Brian, because it's like as a baseball team, you want to win, right?
Yep.
The Red Sox got nothing to play for. Other than the fact of beating the Yankees. The Pirates had nothing to play for other than the fact of beating the Yankees. Milwaukee kind of had something to play for, but they want to beat the Yankees. They're the ones that so far have done the most about beating the Yankees, right? The Red Sox lately haven't done nothing, and the Pirates couldn't really do anything against them. So, I don't know. I hope they pitch to him. Everybody in the world hopes they pitch to him. All the clowns on Apple TV hope they pitch to him. But
are all the games on Apple TV? Or
no, just Friday nights. Okay. So
listen, you know, Barry Bonds, he walked 177 times in the season that he hit 73.
He's up like almost, what, 150-something?
No, he's not that high.
I think so. No? 140? I don't know. 128, I'll say.
Based on balls. He's at 94.
Only 94?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, in another season, Bonds got walked 232 times.
Was that wasn't the year he hit 73, though?
No, it was the year he hit like 45. And it was probably the reason why he hit 45, because they wouldn't let him basically hit. And it goes to the question then, I mean, in your opinion, first question is, will he do it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just think it's going to be how many will he hit? There's basically 2 weeks of the season left. I think it's just a matter of, you know, will he won't hit 62? How many more will he hit?
Where do you think the most pressure is, to hit 61st or to hit the 62nd?
I think it's to hit the 62nd. I think it's to break the American League record. I mean, that's you want to be the guy who stands alone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's arguably pressure for both, but for some reason, I felt like the tying it is the big deal.
I just
deal.
Don't see him like he just if he's feeling any pressure at all, I just don't. You don't see it.
Well, what I would say about pressure with Aaron Judge, I really didn't think much about him before this year, I have to be quite honest. And when you talk about pressure, I think he can handle anything because he probably turned down over $100 million. And again, for his worth, it's not even close. But so to play one season, and you know if you get hurt or if you get in a slump, that you're losing millions of dollars a day.
Oh, guaranteed.
And to be able to do what he's done this year with that pressure.
Not only are you losing the millions, you're going to have all those fans say, see, look what happened. And then you're going to be thinking in the back of your mind, I got to get out of here.
Right. But that makes me feel like he can handle anything.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? The absolute first sign of anything that I've seen of him this season was when he went out and did that curtain call. He did not want to do that. And he did it for the fans. And you could just see on his face, he was just like, oh my God.
Is it a humility thing?
Listen, you're down by, like, at that point, you were down by like 6 runs or something like that.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just not.
He doesn't want to be anything but about winning.
It's not a team thing. That's why afterwards he said, I do a lot of things for the fans, right? He went out there for the fans. You know, every player in that dugout knew he had to do that.
Do you think he's sincere about this? Because I don't know him at all. Is he sincere about team first, or is he doing that because he sort of has to be that guy?
No, I think he is. I think just the way he was raised. I mean, listen, I've said it all along. He is like the big version of Derek Jeter. I've been saying that as a Yankee fan for years about Aaron Judge. You know, I wanted him to be captain 2 years ago, right? Even when he wasn't doing, like, these kind of things, right? I just think he's a different breed, dude. I literally think he's a different breed. If you watch him, nothing has changed on him all season. He has been so damn consistent all season. It's insane. And that's why we're talking about him going for the Triple Crown, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as of Thursday, he's tied with Xander Bogaerts. When I think of the Triple Crown, I don't think of it by league. I think of it in Major League Baseball, right? I mean, to win the American League Triple Crown, I don't think is as big a deal. But I think it just speaks to his, and that's why I compared him to Bonds, you know, and much more favorably, because and Bonds could hit to all fields when he was in his prime, but at the end it was either, you know, home run, strikeout, or walk, and that was it. And I think the fact that he leads office to me shows a lot about the type of player, although some people, let me just digress quickly. Are you mad that he hits leadoff because it takes so many RBI opportunities away from him?
I don't think so. He's a product of the situation, right? Like, he is the guy that's getting on base for the Yankees all year. You know, Derek Jeter batted leadoff like almost his whole career, and he was more of like a two-hole hitter. He wasn't a speed demon. Early on, he could steal a bag or
but
two.
But he really wasn't. He was deceptively not fast.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, you're playing what works. You're playing what works. And so far this season, everything that Aaron Judge has done, it works. If you look at, he's riding a 10-game hitting streak right now. He's got 15 games out of his last, what, it's like 17 or 18 that he's got hits in. And 10 of them are multi-hit games. Like, this guy, he doesn't stop. And when the Yankees were worse this year, he got better. It's crazy. Like, to do what he's done and all the actual, like, in New York, I mean, to do it like in Tampa or something would be a joke, right? To do it in New York with all that questions. You know, I almost felt bad for like Giancarlo the other night when they were interviewing him. They interviewed him like, you know, he had a grand slam walk-off. He gets one question. The rest of the questions are about Aaron Judge.
I don't think he cares. I don't think that
matters.
But
that's what I'm saying. I want to get to that. Like, I don't think he cares either. I think he is, that whole team is generally excited. They are like along for the ride, and I think it's making them better. I think all of this is making the Yankees team better.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I have a bunch of questions, but I actually, that was one thing I was super curious about is this helping the team or hurting the team in the sense that I think that, I don't know, for the same reasons, but I do think that the attention being on Judge for this has taken a little pressure off the crappy second half that they've had. Mm-hmm. And that maybe lets them get their crap together in time to maybe make a run. Whereas if he wasn't doing this, we'd be talking a lot about the team's inconsistency.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you look at it, the Yankees are playing better baseball lately. They had, there's no question.
I mean, Pittsburgh is a joke.
Right,
I mean,
but they're still playing better. They're scoring more runs. And they're, listen, everybody knows their second half of the season has been a disaster. But to answer your question, yes, I think the pressure being off the team in general and it so-called being on Aaron Judge's shoulders helps. But at the same time, I think the fact that the stadium is sold out, the crowd is electric, they're feeding off of what's going on. How can you not be part of that and not feed off of that?
No,
I just don't understand how you can't like that make you better as a player all the time. Like just by what you said, it takes the pressure off of you. Now, it does take the pressure off you, but it doesn't take the pressure off of everyone because you have to perform for Aaron Judge to perform, which either Glaber, Stanton or Rizzo is going to have to be that person.
Yeah.
And I think the Yankees are going to have to figure out who it is at any given day and just rotate him through. Yeah.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 93 of Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Real quick, let's go over the matchups. In terms of this the weekend series with the Red Sox, you hear Taillon against Waka, Cole against Hill, Herman against Pivetta, Cortez against Bayo. I mean, it's pretty good matchups. I focus solely on Aaron Judge. I think Aaron Judge could easily, I mean, Hill and
Pivetta. He's got to break it at home. You're not going to go to Toronto and then back on the road. The Yankees are on the road after this homestand.
Right. So, you think he does it?
I would hope he can hit two home runs in four games if, like you said, they pitch to him and he has the opportunity.
I think Walk is tough for him because he works so quickly. It's hard. I think hitters have trouble.
I don't think anybody's tough for Aaron Judge, man.
No, but I mean, I think hitters get in rhythms and they like certain paces. And Walk, I believe, gets hitters a little out of rhythm by working quickly. And I actually think it's a good approach. He could hit, I mean, Hill could easily be taken deep. He's in his 40s and he makes mistakes and he doesn't throw that hard.
He's still pitching. I really can't believe he's
still pitching. I love him, by the way. I just love the fact that he's...
How many times has he pitched for the Red Sox and the Rays in the last like 5 years?
I think this might be his third stint with the Red Sox.
I feel like it is. Yeah. It's like he just bounces back and forth.
I was mad they didn't keep him the first time they let him go.
Hey, listen, if you're a lefty and you can throw strikes in Major League Baseball, they've been doing it since I've been alive. They've been hanging around in their 40s.
Yeah. And so the matchup is pretty conducive. Yeah, Bayo doesn't let up a lot of home runs, but he's young. Hill is over the hill and can make mistakes. And Pivetta throws hard and pretty flat. So if he's not on, he'll get totally lit up.
And the key is they're at home, right? That's the key. They're at home. You got the home crowd. You're going to have the crowd behind you. And you're going to have the... I mean, they're hanging on. It's like weird. You watch the game and it's like a hush of silence. And all of a sudden it's like...
And it's weird because we haven't had that kind of excitement in baseball, to be honest with you. And this is why this is my last thing I want to talk about today is... What is it? Apple TV?
Yeah. They've been broadcasting exclusively Friday night games.
So
a Friday night game every Friday this season.
And Friday is just one game, and I don't think he'll break it on Friday. But
Steve Jobs' ghost says otherwise.
Well, here's the thing is that is ESPN allowed to still break in with his at-bats?
They're breaking into every one of his at-bats.
Is he allowed to? They are allowed
they
to do with this
I
deal
read
as well.
That they're doing that going forward, I believe.
I know. I just didn't know if that was the same for the Apple.
It is going to be. From what I read, it will be for Apple TV too. Now, I mean, does that change everything? No, because the people that want to watch the Yankees, which is like the majority of all baseball sports fans, right across the country, that would pay for it. It probably don't have Apple TV.
Well, that's my point. Is that this is such an opportunity for baseball.
If they were smart, they'd give it away free.
Well, that's my point is that baseball, it's not a hot take to say it's not the number one sport in America. It's not. It's football. And
but for the next 10 days or 5 days, it could be.
Well, that's why this being on Apple TV is a problem, right? Because I think they should find some way to compensate or do whatever and put it on national TV.
Take yourself back to the run in 98 with Sosa and Maguire, right? Like they were breaking into NBC programming. Like that,
right?
Back when that was the that
but
was.
But this
flag
doesn't show. Have that kind of energy.
No, it doesn't. They're not. They were playing across the field from each other one time. It was crazy. But listen, this is what Major League Baseball needs, right? They need to.
But they're not leveraging it.
Well,
is my point?
Because they're Major League Baseball.
They should find a way to get this game on Friday.
They got to get it across the country.
On national TV.
Yeah.
It's a good rivalry game. I mean, the Red Sox won't roll over, and people know Red Sox Yankees. Even
as long as he doesn't hit two tonight. Right, with Thursday.
Yeah, he's not gonna. But I do think it's a problem because I think baseball does not get out of its own way, and this is one opportunity to get some interest outside of baseball fans. People love baseball, but it's a small little silo, and this is one of the few chances. I mean, Aaron Judge is a star who could get average kids in because he's larger than life.
Yep.
And he's great. Yeah. And I just don't... Maybe
he's
it's
like
his personality.
Ruth of this generation.
Well, he's not because he doesn't have the personality.
Well, he doesn't pitch either.
Well, my thing about Ruth is that, you know, forget about the conditioning and all that other stuff. He was a larger-than-life personality. Judge is just a boring guy like Jeter. And he doesn't... And I don't begrudge it. He's great. And he could end up being an all-time great. But I will say that his personality doesn't excite people. But baseball still could do a better job of marketing this, and they're not.
Baseball can do a better job in general of marketing.
I think that's it.
The Yankees are getting better, though. Harrison Bader's back. The bullpen is still scares the hell out of me.
And Benintendi, is he going to make it back?
I don't think so. Okay. I think Carpenter will get back maybe right at the end. He's swinging off the tee, but man, the bullpen scares the heck out of me.
I mean, listen, they're lucky that the AL is weak. I mean, let's just be honest. The AL is not as good as the NL, but Houston is very good.
Yeah.
And the hope is that you can catch Houston the right way, and then the Dodgers and the Mets.
Houston's pitching beat up on each other. It's unbelievable what their pitching staff has done this season. It's insane.
I mean, they're run difference.
And I was watching the Dodgers game last night, and it was like every player in their lineup has been like 270 or higher. I feel like
they're incredible. It's nuts. Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, it's historic because I mean, arguably that's the best division in baseball. I would make that argument. Yeah. I mean, I know the Padres are loaded up, and I always feel like the Giants are pretty good. But anyway, we'll wait and see. We'll talk to you next week. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
To tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.